Dr. Pinsky with the mail. I am in Ricardo, R-I-C-A-R-D-O, Alvarado, A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Alvarado as described in my report of 3-4-20. Pretty is now a 61-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 2-9-17. Pretty was lifting a metal table and heard a snap in his neck. Pretty, he believes he injured his neck. Period. He had further treatment, possibly including surgery. Period. He's no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. As per the additional medical records supplied, he applied for a reopener on 6/1/21. Period. It is my understanding he had received an award on 11/6/20 for 33.3% of partial total based upon orthopedic residuals of disc herniation at C4-5 and C6-7, comma, status post-anterior cervical discectomy and bilateral foraminotomies, comma, partial corpectomies and fusion at C6-7. The injuries to the back, comma, bilateral shoulders, and left hand were ruled out. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show the petitioner was evaluated neurosurgically by Dr. Siddiqui on 1/17/22. Period. He noted performing anterior cervical discectomy and fusion on 10/23/17. At C6-7 level. Pretty was discharged from Dr. Siddiqui's care on 4/5/18. Pretty learned Mr. Alvarado had slipped and fell at home in October 2018. Pretty went to Shore Memorial Hospital where he was found to have a dislocated shoulder. Pretty on this visit, he complained of neck pain and pain radiating down his left upper extremity and radiating into the outer ulnar aspect of the left hand and fingers. Period. Exam found him to be neurologically intact. Period. There was tenderness in the paracervical musculature, with pain radiating down his left shoulder and to the deltoid and into the biceps. Period. Dr. Siddiqui diagnosed cervical strain and sprain as well as left cervical radiculopathy. Period. Recommended a cervical spine, MRI, comma, EMG, both upper extremities, comma, and physical therapy, period. On 10/8/22, a repeat cervical MRI was performed, period. It was compared to the earlier study of 4/14/17, period. At C4-5, there were progressive findings where there was a disc osteophyte complex eccentric to the right, which abuts the cord with moderate to severe central canal stenosis. Here there was also moderate right and severe left foraminal stenosis at this level. Here there was interval ACDF surgery at C6-7 with mild central canal and left foraminal narrowing, which is decreased. Here there was no cord signal abnormality. Dr. Siddiqui reviewed these results with him on 11/10/22, period. He recommended a cervical epidural injection due to aggravation of cervical degenerative disc disease. Period. Mr. Alvarado declined. Period. He was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. He was not a candidate for surgery and could return to his medium category workload up to 50 pounds as noted in the 3/27/18 functional capacity exam. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Normal through pinprick sensation was elicited a funny sensation on the dorsal aspect of his left thumb, but was otherwise intact. That section is normal. hands for his elbow. There was a positive phalanx maneuver on the left for numbness and tingling in the ring and small fingers, but not on the right. Period. This does not correlate with compression neuropathy involving the median nerve. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower. He wore his pants, limiting visualization and pinprick testing. Period. Point cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed left anterior transverse scar consists with a history of surgery described. Period. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees. Period. Extension was 30 degrees, comma. Rotation right 35 degrees and left 35 degrees, comma. With side bending right 25 degrees and left 30 degrees. Period. Was tender in the upper paracervical musculature bilaterally in the absence of spasm, but none in the midline. Period. And then normal through. Sperm's maneuver elicited central pain in the cervical spine, but none to either side. Thoracic normal and lumbosacral normal. Impressions. On 2/9/17, Ricardo Alvarado was injured at work. Period. My summary from the earlier report will be inserted as marked. Period. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement on 11/6/2020. Period. In the paragraph, he then reopened his claim on 6/1/21. Period. Returned to the neurosurgical care of Dr. Siddiqui, who had performed the original cervical spine surgery. Period. He recalled that Mr. Alvarado indicated he had fallen in 2018 and injured his shoulder. Period. He also complained his symptoms recurred in the neck and into the left arm. Period. An updated cervical spine MRI was done to be inserted here. Period. Afterwards, Dr. Siddiqui concluded he was not a surgical candidate and he did not want injection therapy. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be an unusual response to pinprick testing on the left upper extremity. Period. He had decreased range of motion about the cervical spine. Period. Sperling's maneuver elicited centralized pain, which is not meaningful for radiculopathy. Period. The rest of that is normal. I'm sorry. New paragraph. This case continues to result in the same amount of permanency as will be inserted from before. Per your cover letter, the injuries to the back, bilateral shoulders, and left hand were ruled out. Paradigm previously offered 0% disability for any of those regions. Period. End.